Hey, now that we're in 2022, can we put an end to this pretentious bullshit known as TED Talks? These smug, arrogant motherfuckers that go on stage. You don't know, nobody knows who the fuck they are. Like, it's not like it's somebody who's important. It's just like, hey, here's douchebag from fucking nowhere is going to tell you about, like, what the fuck is wrong with your life and, you know, give you speeches on fucking intermittent fasting or whatever the fuck, you know, lame fat topic they're going to be fucking talking about. My name is Chris Johnson. I hate this bullshit. I hate this bullshit so goddamn much. It's the dumbest fucking shit imaginable. Like, I can't even get through a fucking TED Talk, number one. I fucking listen to this shit for, like, 30 seconds. My fucking eyes glaze over. You know who fucking likes this horseshit? Corporate America likes TED Talks. I remember one time at my old job, I had to go to this self-congratulatory glad-handing asshole meeting. The dog father was my supervisor at the time, and he had to, like, select, like, the fucking employee of the month and the fucking team, and then he had to bring him to this fucking meeting, and he, just because he was a good dude and he thought it was fucking bullshit, there was only a team of, like, seven of us, so he would just grab, like, a different one of us and bring him to the fucking meeting every fucking time. He didn't fucking care. So we go to this fucking meeting, and fucking B-Blow was in charge, this fucking hack asshole, and, you know, they do this big fucking introduction. I don't even know what the fucking meeting was. I just knew I had to be off the phones for a little while, so, like, fuck it, I'll go. And I'm sitting there, and there's all these fucking supervisors in there with all these, like, dickheads who are, like, really proud to be in the meeting, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And they're like, hey, this is Chris Johnson, he fucking works really hard, and everybody fucking clapped their hands and shit, like, oh, all that bullshit. And I remember they were trying to get the projector to work, because he's like, usually we fucking go around the room and we fucking watch a TED Talk. Like, that's what these fucking corporate assholes do in these fucking meetings. They don't do anything, they just watch fucking TED Talks. I saw somebody, they just fucking retweeted something, and it just fucking lit my ass on fire. I was so fucking pissed. I got a fucking heavy case of the red ass right now. Wanna know what this fucking tweet said? I'm gonna fucking read it to you. It says, the less you complain, the more blessings you find in your life. Try it. And she put that fucking 100 in there. You know, keep it 100. She's a fucking lame white motherfucker. We know where that came from. It didn't come from some fucking lame white asshole. White people can't fucking keep it 100. White people have never fucking kept it 100 about fucking anything at any point in their lives. Basically, we fucking keep it 50. We fucking stole the other 50%. We can't keep shit 100. Stop fucking using that goddamn fucking keep it 100 hashtag or fucking emoji. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's the fucking red 100 with the fucking underlines. Stop fucking using that, whitey. Enough of that shit. And fuck you, you smug asshole. The less you complain, the more blessings you find in your life. Dude, I'm going to complain about whatever the fuck I want to fucking complain about. This whole fucking podcast has been me fucking complaining. And if you stuck with me from the fucking beginning, I'm in an infinitely better fucking spot now than I was fucking 5 years ago or whenever the fuck I started this thing, 2016. Am I in a relationship? No. Do I give a fuck? No. But I'm out of fucking debt. I've got a fucking better job. I've got better fucking hours. I've got a better fucking apartment. I'm happier. My fucking anxiety's basically gone. I've gone through 5 years of fucking therapy. I have fucking taken off. I got a fucking rocket ship up my fucking ass, and I fucking shot my ass up to the fucking moon, all while complaining. Every fucking step of the way. If something sucks, I'm gonna fucking complain about it. You know who tells you not to complain? You know who fucking says that? Rich, privileged assholes tell you not to complain. They don't want you to rock the fucking boat. They want you to shut the fuck up and go to work so they can sit on their fucking yachts. I'm not playing the game. I'm not playing by the fucking man's rules. I'm gonna fucking bitch and bitch and bitch, and I'm gonna fucking bitch some more. I don't give a fuck if you like it. I'm gonna succeed by being the fucking scourge of your fucking world. Smug, privileged assholes don't like people like me. I ruin the fucking narrative. I don't listen to their fucking rules. I don't get up and make my fucking bed every fucking day. That's another one, too. You ever hear that shit? Gotta get up and make your fucking bed. I don't know if that was another fucking TED Talk, but it was the same fucking thing. Like, hey, man, you gotta fucking make your bed because it fucking, you know, it fucking sets the tone for the whole day. Make your fucking bed. I haven't fucking made my bed since... Oh, what year is this? I just said it. 2022. I'm already forgetting. I'm forgetting where the fuck I'm at. Maybe it's because I'm too angry. Maybe if I was less angry and counted my fucking blessings, I'd have a fucking better memory in these 5 minute bursts. My mom used to make me make my bed. That's probably the last time I made my fucking bed. Probably fucking high school. She used to get mad if I didn't make my bed. My bed is, like, sort of made. You know why? Because my cats lay in my fucking bed. Every now and then, you know, shit gets stuck to his ass or he might, like, throw up or something. I don't want him doing it on the fucking mattress. So I make sure to lay the fucking comforter and, like, another blanket over the thing so he can lay on that shit. If you want to call that making the bed, I don't really think it counts as making the bed because I don't really do, like, this like, neat job of it. I took a look at who this person is, too, that said that I should not complain. The smug asshole. Number one, white, of course. White people always want to tell people not to fucking complain, especially the poor. Stop complaining. Stop complaining and just fucking work harder. So I'm digging around in this fucking sanctimonious asshole's Twitter feed. And she's got all these fucking lists up. She's allegedly like a nurse practitioner or some bullshit. She's got all these fucking lists, like telling you what to do. Like get more sun, eat less off, and she's promoting like intermittent fasting, whatever the fuck that is. Listen, if you want to fucking fast to lose weight, you can fucking fast to lose weight. I don't give much of a shit what you do to lose weight. I'm at the most healthy weight I've ever fucking been at, and I don't fucking do any of those things. You know what I eat? Whatever the fuck I want to eat. I don't give a shit. I try to limit the shit, and I fucking work out a lot, and I fucking run my ass off. That's how I fucking do it. Like, I don't make these fucking lame, hippie, new age douchebag rules. You know what else she's fucking into? She fucking, like, dogs on vegans. Who gives a shit if you're a fucking vegan? I eat a lot of fucking vegan shit. I get vegan chicken and vegan burgers in my fucking freezer right now. Apparently, it's gonna, like, ruin my libido and make women not want to have sex with me. Joke's on you, motherfucker. They don't have sex with me anyway. She's also talking about, like having sex. Like, who the fuck would want to have sex with a person like this? I'd rather put my dick in the fucking freezer forever. Like, put it on fucking ice. Like, I wouldn't fuck these people with a stolen dick. I just think we should stop this smug horse shit. You're a fucking asshole. This woman's an asshole. Stop retweeting this shit. You know who you are, goddammit. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever the fuck you want it. I am on Podbean as the host. Every fucking episode is there. You can catch me on Twitter, JohnsonHateYou. On Instagram, that's in maybe 5 minutes. If you want to follow me on my Facebook timeline, I'm going to keep throwing that shit there as well.